HIV now, and an answer to a long-standing question. When HIV hijacks a cell, a protein called NEF robs cells of the CD4 proteins on their surfaces, which would otherwise hamper viruses that were trying to leave an infected cell. But how does this happen? The answer, which UC Berkeley's Jim Hurley has uncovered, could lead to a new generation of anti-AIDS drugs.
One of the interesting aspects to this whole class of cellular hijacking events is that it creates a vulnerability for the virus. So HIV has three enzymes, the reverse transcriptase, the integrase, and the protease. And these three enzymes are the targets for all of the approved drugs that are currently used to control AIDS and do so quite effectively. However, there's an issue that the virus mutates rapidly and eventually acquires resistance to these. So we always need other lines of attack. And the human proteins obviously aren't evolving rapidly. Only the viral proteins are mutating. So if we can find places on human proteins that are used by the virus, but that might not be important for ordinary cellular functions, those would make excellent targets that might not be subject to this sort of rapid drug resistance. Now, because we know that this process of downregulation of CD4 by NEF is so important for infectivity, this seemed like one of the excellent places to start.
So how did you go into the cell and ask where the NEF protein is acting in order to bring down the CD4, to rob the cell surface of this important molecule?
This information was pieced together over about two decades by many laboratories. A key insight that led to the current study came from the lab of my colleague Juan Bonifacino at the NIH. And what he did was carry out a screen in the cells derived from the fruit fly, of all things. The fruit fly isn't normally infected by HIV, but he created a clever screen in order to deduce which cellular proteins were most important for downregulating CD4, and discovered that only a handful of proteins worked with NEF and were absolutely essential for the effect. These are called a clathrin, which is a vesicle coat protein, and AP2. AP2 is what's called an adapter protein. So it links a cargo protein. The cargo protein is whatever it is that gets downregulated to clathrin in order to create a coated vesicle, which will then internalize into the cell and eventually carry the substrate protein to its destruction. So the highlight of that work was the discovery that AP2, of all the potential adapters involved, was the key factor in linking NEF and CD4 to each other.
And is that the one you went ahead to look at?
Right. So in the current study, we characterized the interaction biochemically, so we were able to measure the affinity. But more importantly, we were able to obtain crystals of the complex of the part of AP2 that binds to NEF with NEF, and obtain an atomic structure. So now we can see atom by atom the details of this interaction with great precision.
Does this reveal the long sought after sort of virus specific interaction that might be a target for a drug to interrupt that process?
We're quite excited about it because NEF has a motif, a region within it that copies the interactions normal cargo use. And now when we perturb those new interactions, we can cripple the ability of NEF to downregulate CD4 in model cells. So the site looks quite promising.
What about the big R, the resistance problem? Because if you put pressure on the virus by interrupting that motif, that interaction, how easy will it be for the virus to mutate to surmount that problem?
It's certainly a possibility. So I don't think we can rule out that the virus will find a way around it. What the virus won't be able to do is to mutate the AP2 side of the interaction. So it will have to find a different surface on AP2 to interact with.
Jim Hurley. You're listening to the eLife podcast, showcasing some of the latest research that's being published in eLife. I'm Chris Smith. In a moment, what an ant's neck says about the Queen's behaviour. But first,